Well, coming year, I hope so. This year, I don't expect so. Like I said earlier, we're so slammed with just what we call Project Uplift to move to AWS. So we don't have much resource beyond that to do any major changes. I mean, I've been saying for many, many years now that land is too expensive. And the price of land, which basically is hosting fees, you can think of it as, is a substantial source of income for us. And so we basically made most or may still make most of our money on that side of the business. So as we reduce land cost, that means less revenue for us, and we have to, make money as well. So, well, then how do you make up for that? So two ways. You can find other ways of making money, and you can make up for it in volume. So when I first came here, a full retail price of a full region was $295. Today it's $229. So what is that? Almost $70 that we've taken off. And when you think about that as a percentage, and you think about that being the majority income for us, that adds up to a big number. And so how we've made up for that is that we've increased fees elsewhere, right? Monetization of the economy, buying and selling and redeeming linen dollars, fees in those areas have been increased. Also a slight increase on the percentage we take on marketplace sales. And some adjustment we also made to subscription pricing, because that hadn't changed in so long that we were certainly not keeping pace with inflation on that, because I think that hadn't changed in, well over a decade or something. So we've made adjustments in those other areas to sort of make up for the loss we make in the reduction in land pricing. To continue to lower land prices, we again either have to, make it up in volume or find ways to make money elsewhere to be able to still make a profit and pay our staff and all the,
And
hosting
develop
fees and
secondary
technology
profit.
fees and all that stuff, right? So we have some ideas, but I wouldn't expect anything to happen for a few quarters as we, plug ourselves through this whole major project that we're working on right now. But in the future, yes, I would love for us to, ideally, my ideal solution would be to be able to lower the prices quite a bit and make it up in volume. And then you either have to be absolutely certain that you will make it up in volume, because you can't lower the prices and then you don't make it up in volume. And now what? Now it's a bad situation to be. You don't want to have to increase prices again. So you have to kind of do it carefully. And also, just like, the ugly word taxes, but fees or taxes of any economic system, when you change it, it impacts the economy within the system too, of who can be successful within the economic system. And there we have to be careful, because we change pricing on things, and there are certain cohorts of our user base that could be positively and negatively impacted by that. And what are the chain reactions of those changes? And so we kind of try and do things in steps and sort of very carefully monitor, because making pricing changes can take many, many months for you to actually see how that changes behavior in the economy. And sometimes you see negative effects, and sometimes you see positive effects. So you have to be careful. You can't just snap it overnight and hope that you don't destroy, customers' businesses or what have you. So we have to be thoughtful as we do it. But yeah, my preference would be for land to get a lot cheaper over time. And it might not just be the core full region pricing that comes down a lot, although I hope so, but there could be other types of land products at different price points with different features and whatever we can consider. But again, we're not going to think about those things in earnest until we get ourselves over to successfully to AWS and everything is working. And then we can get back to thinking about those things.